Hello, everyone. If you are watching the replay, I want to welcome you to our replay. I'm going to be talking about some questions that I got from the members this week. And always remember that replays are optional. The most important thing you do inside of the No BS Weight Loss Program is listen to the No BS Weight Loss course. Once you get through that, you can add as many of the live trainings, the replays as you want. But remember, replays are optional. They are not must listens to. The course itself is where you're going to lose all your weight. So I always like to remind everybody of that. I also want to say good morning because we have a lot of newbies. We did we're calling it a little soft opening where we haven't opened since September. We haven't let people in. And we decided that what we wanted to do was make it available for new members to be able to, if you take the free course, that you have 5 days to join. Otherwise, you just wait until one of our two openings this year, which is March. And we have another big one coming in August. And as you know, I always do some kind of a challenge or we do some kind of big something around them. But we decided to open for 3 days because we had a lot of people who had signed up for the free course before we were allowing people to come in. So it's my gift to all the newbies to be able to just be here a little sooner, get a little jump start before we get all the way to March 31st. So if you're here, let me explain what this call is. The very first thing newbies always need to do is do their orientation. Orientation is going to teach you what to do, all the things. So if you're here and you're listening in Facebook and you haven't completed your orientation, you are listening to something that has nothing to do with the first three steps of being a newbie. So step one is always orientation. Step two of being a newbie is not live trainings, is not Q&As. I promise every single person who hears the words coming out of my mouth that we have plenty of content for you. You are never going to, like, if you miss a live, if you go 3 weeks without ever listening to any of the coaching sessions, the replays, any of the live trainings we do, week four, when you jump back in, whatever you push play on, I guarantee my ass is going to say something I probably said 20 times during the last 3 weeks. You're not missing anything by not consuming everything. In fact, the majority of the people overwhelm themselves by thinking two thoughts. If I'm not listening to all of it, I'm not doing it, which is a smoking fucking lie your brain is telling you. It is steamy shit right there. If you keep thinking that, you need to tell yourself, that is a lie. That is some fake ass rule that I'm developing that stresses me out. It causes me emotional pain because Corinne keeps telling me the most important thing is to listen to the No BS course. And if I miss every replay and every live training for 6 months, it won't matter because she put inside the No BS Weight Loss course the most fucking important things for me to hear. Most of you listen to it one time and then you're piecemealing through all these coaching things. You're not going back and re-listening to it. Guys, I promise you, the No BS Weight Loss course, that path, that is the path to success. The more you dive into it, the more you listen to it, when you re-listen to the lessons and you finesse them for where you're at, the more things click, the easier everything gets, stuff starts feeling more seamless to do, you start lessening your overwhelm, you start feeling more like you're understanding things. And in those moments when you're wanting to do something douche-tastic to yourself, like eat your face off, you'll suddenly remember something I said in No BS of like, I don't have to. I get to ask myself why in this moment. Like, that's how things start clicking. That's how you start feeling like you're finally getting it. That's how you start getting on a roll. That's where everything starts feeling like the back of your hand. So step one, orientation. And for some of you, I will just say, you've been around a while, go listen to that fucker again. It's good. I'm talking to you about how not to overwhelm yourself. I'm talking to you about how you're not broken. I'm actually talking to you about the shit you try to keep thinking about yourself. A lot of you keep trying to insist I'm going to lose weight while feeling broken. That does not work that way. We're going to love ourselves down that scale. We're going to start realizing that diet culture is what makes me think I'm supposed to hate myself to lose weight. That's wrong. I'm supposed to be figuring all this out. Like, what does love look like on this food plan today? What would love put on the plan? Not what does fear put on the plan? Not what does disgust with myself put on the plan? When you're creating your daily plans from disgust, fear, overwhelm, and anxiety, you're going to have a shitty plan that's going to be really hard to follow, where you got to spend your day willpowering the fuck out of yourself. And it sucks. And then you wonder why you don't look forward to it. You wonder why it's at night, you're emotionally exhausted and wore out. We're going to love ourselves through this process. That's how we do. So orientation, if you've been around a while, I would fucking listen to it again. If you've been off track a little bit, guess what I would do? I'd listen to orientation again. Refamiliarize yourself. My orientation is not just click here. It's about me helping you take some pressure off of yourself and get some clarity around who you want to be. And I help you let go of needing to be perfect, needing to do it all. I help you learn the small steps are the best approach. So then the next thing you do is you go straight into that no BS course. I don't want to see newbies sitting around in the Facebook group typing all day. I'm going to tell you, we're a fun fucking group. Here's what you're going to learn in the Facebook group. You're going to go in and you're going to be like, well, this ain't like my newsfeed. These people are actually happy. Shit, they're actually talking about some good stuff. I noticed nobody's throwing shade at each other. People actually get along in this group. What the hell? What the hell? Because our news feeds are ate up with douchetastery. I mean, seriously, I don't even go to mine anymore. I just don't. And when I do, and somebody's acting like asshat, unfollow unapologetically. I was like, don't get in my brain and put all your bad days in there. I don't need that shit in my life. But what we do here in our Facebook group, it's fun. We engage. We support. We don't act like assholes. We have a rule. It's called don't be an asshole. If you feel hot, bothered, and triggered by a post, report it. You're not Barney Fife, and your job is not here to police and correct people. That is not anybody's job. You know what we're here to do? Offer support. Comment on the shit we like. Anything you don't like, it's called scroll on by. But we don't have that much. And that's going to be what's refreshing when you get into the Facebook group. But it's easy to get sucked into the hole of thinking that Facebook is where everything's happening. Nothing's happening here. Support and encouragement happens here. But support and encouragement works when you have the foundations. So using the no BS course and doing the no BS course, taking it slow, take your time. Guys, some of you want to go in there and be like, all right, Corinne, put the fire hose up to my mouth and turn that son of a bitch on. Just get out the big wrench and let it go. If you want to consume fast, that's fine. But I highly recommend you like enjoy the ride, but then go circle your wagons, go back, and then listen to it deliberately. The best way for people to go through no BS, whether you've been here a day or you've been here for 500 days, is to listen to one video. Think about one action from that video. Like, don't try to do everything I teach you in every single video. Listen to one and think, what is the one thing from this video I can do today in the next few days to try out, to see if it's going to work for me, to see what problems I run up against? And as you're trying and you have problems, then you come to Ask Coaches, then you come to the Facebook group, and you don't beat yourself up and be like, I'm a loser. I tried it for like 3 times and I don't understand why I don't get it. It's a no. Here's what we do. We come in and we tell everybody, this is what I tried. This is what happened. Those of you, when you first started and those of you who had success, what are some tips and what are some things that I can do? Like, what things do I need to think about? That's how we do here. We take things methodically. We take things slowly. We listen to shit. And if you're on this Facebook Live and you're like, no, Corinne, I can take all of it. I want you to know BS course. I want to listen to the lives. I want to do all the things. That's fine. Some of you are going to be able to add more stuff in. But adding more in doesn't mean you get more results. It just means you're adding more in. What gets you results is applying what you're listening to. That's what makes the difference. There are lots of people who come up in here and become professional listeners to everything I say. They got a master's degree in all the shit Corinne says, but they're not doing hardly any of it. They're just enjoying listening. I don't want you guys to only enjoy listening. I want you applying. So every single video you listen to, if you're going to take the time to listen, there will be wisdom nuggets. There will be things, there will be ideas, there will be all kinds of stuff. And you may even take pages of notes. When you do, I ask you to do one thing every single time. Asterisk or highlight one thing and start doing the one thing and nothing else. I want you to build the skill of not only listening, but pulling out something and applying it that day. That's where all of the traction happens. That's where all of the progress happens. Progress doesn't happen because you do everything. Progress happens because you pull out one thing that you're convinced, like, okay, I'm maybe a little doubtful, but I kind of think this one I could try. I'm just wondering if I can do this. So I'm going to wonder if I can do it, and I'm going to try it instead of just wondering. Anything that you wonder if it will work, if you should try it, if whatever you think, guys, wonder less, try more things. If your brain is sending up, I wonder if I can do that, here's how you know. You try. And you try a few times. And then whatever doesn't work, sometimes stuff just works. But whatever doesn't, most of the time it ain't. And when it's like, when you run up on your obstacles, then you go get your help, because now you know what to ask for help on. Now you've found your problems. Now you've found your obstacles and your roadblocks. That's how we get things done. So we're going to do our orientation as a newbie. We're going to focus on the no BS as a newbie. Third key thing is every single day, I want you doing one thing. Every single day. So if you listen to a module in No BS, let's say you listen to one of the lessons and you pick one thing, then until you watch the next video, whatever the one thing you pull out is, I want you to do it every day until you find what's working and what's not, until you feel confident to layer in one more thing. That's how we lose weight. For some reason, you guys want to skip the line. You know, when I was losing weight, I didn't skip the line. I got my ass in line. I didn't think I was better than anybody else. I didn't think I should be further along. I didn't do all that shit. Every single day, I asked myself, what's my one thing today? What's that one thing I'm doing today? It's a little bit better than yesterday. And they were micro changes. And within 18 months, I'd lost 100 pounds. Because I didn't think I was entitled to be further ahead down the road. I didn't think I was entitled to be the one unicorn who's like, I do all the things. I didn't have my perfectionistic entitlement attitude of I get to skip the line and I don't have the problems. I'm the one that don't make the mistakes. That is some bullshit mentality right there. The moment you're sitting around thinking you should be doing better, you shouldn't be making mistakes, I want you to remind yourself, ooh, that's my entitlement coming out right now. For some reason, I think I'm better than everybody else right now. For some reason, I think my weight loss journey shouldn't have the mistakes. My weight loss journey should be easier. My weight loss journey should be where I got some kind of magic Wonder Woman belt going on where I can just spin around, have a lasso, and do all the things Corinne taught in one day. It's a no. So, recap one last time. It's for all of you. I don't give a damn how long you've been here. Orientation. If it's been a minute, I would say this. Here's who should go through orientation. If it's been a minute and you're kind of like sort of doing stuff, but not really, and you're enjoying, you're getting a little bit of results. Sometimes you gain a little bit of weight. Like, if you're just kind of in that range, I just go back to orientation. Like, let's do this like it's the first time. Let's just do a collective little reset here. Let's get our mind in check. Let's get back to that newbie enthusiasm. Let's get back to my newbie mindset of, listen to it all. With this fresh head. There's no shame there, y'all. I'm literally right now. So about once every 6 months, I go back to the where I got certified. I go back to the life coach school. Do you know what I do? I re-listen to all of the lessons that the brand new person gets. That's like their version of the no BS. I re-listen to all of the foundational stuff. Because every time I do, I'm bringing this brain along with me that can synthesize in a whole new way. A lot of you that's been around for a while, you'll listen to orientation. You'll move to the no BS. You'll apply that one action. You'll do those three steps with this brain that synthesizes all of it in a brand new way. I go back and study, like right now I'm taking a course on community. Like, I can fucking teach community. People ask me to speak on their stages and stuff about community. I go into other memberships and coach their people on community. Why do you think Corinne's doing this? I just want to be better. I want to go and learn the foundations from somebody else about community. What do they know that I don't know? I am never too good or too entitled to bring myself to a beginner level and learn again. Y'all always wonder, how the hell have you lost 100 pounds and become such a successful female entrepreneur? I have done two things that the odds say a woman can't do. Like, I'm literally the 1%, living and breathing it. And you ask me, like, if y'all wonder how I get that done, it's because I will go to the foundations and lock them. I'm not looking for fancy. I'm not looking for tricks. I'm not looking to be better than everybody else. I don't think about all that stuff. I'm always trying to make sure the foundation is fucking rock solid. So one more time, for all of you, I don't care how long you've been with me, do the orientation. It's short. See if I inspire you in a new way as where you are now. Or if you're a newbie, you better fucking do the orientation. It's important. We gonna start off on the right foot. Step two, it's the no BS. And it's the best. It is what's going to help you lose weight this time from love, compassion, from designing a life you want, from figuring out how to have an amazing relationship with yourself, your body, and food. When you get through it, you're going to see yourself and you're going to see food in a whole new way. And then the last thing is, every day, I don't care what you listen to, how much you listen or how little, you take one thing from what you hear. You're like, today, that's my focus. I'm going to focus on this one thing today. Throw out everything else I say. And I know that I drop wisdom like a son of a bitch. But when I've got notebooks full of notes of things that I'm learning all the time. And every day I go and I highlight, like, this is the one thing I want to take from this. And I want to apply that today. I want to teach it somewhere. I want to plug it in somewhere. I want to create a post about this. I want to put this into action. I don't just take notes for the fun of it. Okay. What were two things she said she did 1%? Lost 100 pounds, number one. Not many people can do that. And I know not everybody has 100 pounds, but it's not only that I lose 100 pounds, I've been able to keep it off. That is a statistic. Go out into the world as a woman, to be able to lose that much weight and to be able to keep it off for 15 years, that's a strong, like, little corner of the world I've carved out of overcoming odds. The next one is to have this kind of business. To build it from the couch. Like, it's so funny. The two most important things I've ever done in my life started on my couch. I cried on my couch and figured out that I was going to do something about this. I was going to figure out how to lose this weight. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was damn sure. I was like, I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to do it unlike I've ever done it in my past. The next was, I was sitting on my couch with a broken laptop, desperate to help women. I wanted women to lose weight. I wanted to help them feel amazing. I wanted to transform their lives. I transformed mine and I was going to figure out how to do it for others. And I've been able to build an amazing business. And guys, this is the thing. It's not only just the business is amazing, but it's literally transforming lives. Y'all have no clue. I get so much love from you guys in the Facebook group, but you should see the stuff we get in email. There is nothing more pleasurable for me than to know that I can put out my podcast, put out free resources, and have this one for you guys, and to be able to change so many people's lives. And it's not even like to help people lose weight. I have 18 women now who work for me, 18 who are doing the job they never dreamed they could have. So to be able to do all those things, to be able to change the legacy of my family, to know my great-grandchildren will have a very different life and will have opportunities that my brother and I, that my mom couldn't dream for us. It means everything to me. I think that's why you guys are seeing me here lately show up. Like, it's not even like, I just keep thinking I want to change women's lives. I don't want to just change their weight now. I want to change their business lives. I have so much to offer there too. I want to make it easier. I've always wanted to make y'all's weight loss easier. And now I'm just like, I've learned so much about building a business and being a woman. I want to make women who do not want the job they have and they have bigger dreams for those. I want to make that path easier for them. I just think that when you've had success, you owe it to the people behind you to help them get an easier road. All right. So welcome, newbies. This is how our Facebook lives go down. First, I yell and I sweat and I rant. And then I usually start crying at some point. I just get emotional. I'm just emotional all the way around. Y'all must think my emotions are like crazy. All right, let's do some of the questions I got. And by the way, I would just like to give everybody, if you know, one of my big goals for 2021 is to get an ablation. February 12th, bitches, I'm going in. Can't wait. I had a biopsy this week to make sure that everything's in the free and clear. I get my COVID test next week to make sure I go to the hospital on February 12th. I'm gonna go in. I swear to God, if they'll let me, I'm going to shoot off a confetti cannon. That's how excited I am for this. All right. Here's question number one, but it's not enough. People have been saying that making one small change at a time just isn't enough. Can you speak to why it is at No BS? How do you overcome this thinking? It's super simple. When you think it's not enough, here's what ends up happening. You feel less than, or you feel frustrated, or you feel stuck. When we feel frustrated, stuck, or less than, we don't typically do all the things. You know what we do? We sit around and we worry. We poo-poo on the little ones. We eat our face off, wondering why we never can get our shit together. That thinking sucks. Let me try on something else. What if your thought is, I may be thinking it's not enough, but I'm fucking wrong. I see too many people inside No BS lose weight. Like, at some point, you guys have to just be like, all right, I keep telling myself it's not enough, but what really isn't enough? Me sitting around trying to take food away from me to where I know I'm going to binge on the weekend. That's not good enough anymore. That's really what's not good enough. Here's also what's not good enough. Sitting around every day, making a 24-hour plan that looks like something the gym trainer gave me, knowing I'm going to spend my day dreading it or making myself do it and setting myself up to lose weight through brute force and misery. No longer good enough in my life. If we're going to talk about things not being good enough, let's at least be honest. It comes back to this idea of why isn't it good enough? What makes you so fucking special? What makes you entitled to go out and do things unlike the way I teach? You can, like, guys, you can all be a member of No BS and fight the system if you want to. But what is the point? If you're just going to sit here and fight the system and say it's not good enough and not do it the way I'd say, then go back out into the cold diet world, join your Weight Watchers, join your whatevers, and just go and be miserable with them. I mean, if you, like, I don't want you to be miserable here fighting the system. You might as well be miserable over there doing some bullshit you don't want to do. I would just suggest you just be like, I'm wrong about that. I know Corinne lost weight that way. And she's kept it off 15 years. So obviously it's wrong. It just can't be true. Little shit adds up. And I like to think of it this way. If you put down, let's say, so for the next 30 days, every single day, if I made one small change, like list out on a piece of paper over the next 30 days, what is 30 small changes I could make? And I mean minutia. Like on day one, I'm going to take one meal and I'm going to leave two bites behind. On day two, I'm going to try eating, serving myself less. On day three, what I'm going to do is every time I'm hungry, I'm just going to ask, am I actually hungry? Like if you just added all that up and if you wrote it out on a piece of paper, 30 micro minutia things to try over 30 days, who would you be at the end of 30 days? You would be someone that had tried a lot of shit and figured out what's easy and what's harder for you. What are going to be the things you could put on repeat with no problem? You would know which things you have drama over and which things weren't near as bad as you thought it would be that you could actually start doing. You'd probably lose some fucking weight by the end of the month because you tried 30 different things rather than sitting around thinking about how that's not good enough. You would have knowledge. You would have something to take to ask coaches or to a coaching call and say, like, here's what I learned about myself this last month. Here's where I'm stuck. Can you help me? I would invite all of the people in this room that think it's not good enough. Why don't you make one list of, here's the real truth of what's not good enough, and list out the shit you do and be like, oh yeah, that's really the one that's not good enough. Like bending my face off on the weekend because I keep eating chicken and broccoli all week long. That's the behavior that's no longer good enough. I got to solve that one. We got to quit. And this is the thing. Do not solve chicken. Like, don't say like, all right, here's, I've got to stop binging on the weekend. It's like, no, the real problem is I keep trying to deprive and lose weight miserably through the week. Maybe if I let go of that version of me who has to be fucking miserable to lose her weight, full of rules, full of fear around food. Maybe if I divorce myself from her and try to do it in a different way, maybe I'd see a whole different outcome on the weekends. Who knows? Might as well try though, because I just keep getting the same sad ass result every single week. So make your not good enough list first. These are the things that I do that's no longer not good enough. It ain't because I'm not making micro changes. Then I want you to make, like, for 30 days, minutia changes. And guys, if you're wondering, like, what are some of those? Do not ask me. You know who you should ask? The community. Brainstorm in the Facebook group. If you're not on the Facebook group, go to Ask Coaches and say, here are some of the ones that I've come up with. Has the Facebook community come up with any more? Can y'all just paste some in my question? Those who won't will do. And y'all come up with shit. And then the last part of it is, I want you to write in your PMP planner, in that journal area, that y'all always so confused about, how do I journal? I'm scared of journaling, blah, 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 about journaling. Go to the journal after you've written your 30 things down. And I want you to ask yourself, who might I be at the end of 30 days if I actually did these 30 things? If every single day I tried one of these, what will I have learned? What might could actually happen that's awesome? And how might I be feeling at the end of 30 days if I just took a small action each day? Do that in your journaling. What this does is it lets your brain live into the idea of positivity could be at the other end of that journey. Because right now your brain is living in the land of, if it's not good enough, it's envisioning you never getting what you want. We have to like paint the picture for your brain. This is who I could be. This is what life could be like. At the end of 30 days, if I did these 30 simple things. Simple, simple, simple. All right. Everybody's like, solid gold. Divorce yourself from that girl. Y'all are cracking me up. I wish I could see the names of people and I can't. All right. Coach Yesenia says she has multiple clients who have been doing some or none of the basics. All right. Shame on them. Just kidding. Can you speak to the value of going back to the basics? I've already done that. I think I failed if I have to restart and then don't do it. What do you think about restarting? I kind of already talked about that in the beginning. I think restarting's great. Honestly, I just think it's amazing. I love restarting things. I like to listen to things from a fresh ear. I like to, because this is the thing when you restart, guys. When you hit restart, you're not truly restarting. You always will be forced to bring your learning with you. So if you, the first time that you've done something and you've tried things, when you come back, you're coming back with those ears. You're coming back with that knowledge. You're coming back with those enlightenments. You're coming back with the things that already click. You're coming back with the things that are already easy for you. So you're never, like, the only people who are starting fresh are like legit a newbie who's never heard it before. Hey, close my door, babe. Thank you. So that's like something to always remember when you restart. It's like, I'm restarting the lessons, but I'm bringing the person who's already heard it once, so it will go faster. My brain has heard this. Things will be easier to implement this time simply because I've already made and synthesized some of this stuff before. That's always what happens. Always. And then the other part, if you're doing some of the basics, then just tell yourself, rather than sitting here thinking it's shitty or being hard on yourself, just like, good for me. I'm doing some of the basics. What's the next one I want to tackle? What's the next one for the next 30 days? Like when we talked about that 30-day list of like micro changes, take a basic that you're not doing. Like if it's a lot of you like wait on the planning, figure out over the next 30 days, what is like 30 small things I can do in the planner that I can try each day and do each day until I kind of figure out a rhythm for myself. So that I can figure out what parts are hard and I need help with and what parts are easier than I thought they would be. What is not as bad as I thought. Most of you don't implement things for one reason. You got a sentence running around in your brain that is making whatever you're fixing to do seem hard or scary. It's not because the thing is hard or scary. It's because you have a sentence that's just like, oh, I don't know about you, Corinne. the rest of them can do it, but you have all that past diet trauma. You got all the things, girl. It's going to be like your road is not only going to be hard, but your cross is going to be thornier than everybody else's. Y'all, we ain't Jesus. We're not walking to the crucifixion here. We're making a 24-hour plan. It's not as hard as scary as our brain wants to make it out to be. Here's the good news. You can make a 24-hour plan every day. If you just want to break it, you can. You don't have to eat anything on it. A lot of you keep saying, yeah, but if I make a 24-hour plan, Corinne, then I have to eat those foods. No, you don't. It's just like you're in no BS right now. Some people will say, I have to make a 24-hour plan every day. Like, well, there's plenty of them not doing it. There ain't no have-tos around here. There's a lot of get-tos. There's a lot of choose-tos. But ain't nobody got to do anything. That's where you start giving yourself freedom. You're realizing, I don't have to eat anything on that plan. I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to figure out, do I actually want it? I'm going to figure out, do I like it? I'm going to start making plans until I figure out, like, all right, here's one from love. Because if I keep breaking it, maybe I'm not making it from love. Maybe I haven't tried enough things. Who knows? All right. Let's see. I'm doing the new self-love course. I spiral in the tornado that is the asshole cycle. I don't know how to get out of it. How do you get out of it when the asshole cycle is your reality? So for those of you wondering what the asshole cycle is, the asshole cycle is basically when you have a thought about yourself that feels like shit. Like, let's say you think my body is ugly. It's like I hear this a lot. My body is disgusting. A lot of us who have, had like weight issues, or I've done that to myself even after I've lost weight. Thinking like I was actually, it's so funny this is even coming up because really working on, I'm redoubling down on loving my body. Like just, I want to get to the point to where, like, I don't want to just have moments where I accept it. I don't want to just have times where I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good. I like literally want to get to this. I'm in love, unapologetic. This is me living my best life in this body. And like, I'm all in. And that is a big goal, but that is my goal. And when I raised the bar on the level of relationship I wanted with myself, guess what came along for the ride? All of the subtle ways that I don't love my body, all of the little things that feel terrible suddenly got louder because I didn't even realize how much stuff was flying under the radar. And so I say all this because the asshole cycle is like, when you catch yourself saying something like, my body's disgusting, or wish I didn't have all this loose skin or whatever, then it goes into the next thought of, my body is disgusting and you're never going to be able to lose your weight. And you know, like, if you don't lose your weight, your husband's going to lose interest in you. It's probably going to cheat on you. Like, your brain just goes and it just spirals out of control into this land of assholery. And I call it the asshole cycle because we're just being a jerk to ourselves. So the best, easiest way that I can teach you guys is get more aware of how you talk to yourself. For now, you need to hear all of it. And you need to tell yourself, that's okay. Because the first goal in self-love is to truly know the things you think and to have compassion for yourself, that this is the collection of thoughts that I have. These are the things I think about myself. And sometimes they come in fast and furious. And I'm learning how to love myself. That is the easiest way for me to teach you is to, and this is another question that's coming up. It's talking about like when we journal and we see our thoughts, guys, you won't want to journal if when you're writing, if you don't have compassion for what goes on in your brain. I just want to tell all of you something. And this has helped me more than anything. The things I think about myself, the shade I throw at me, I tell myself all the time, that doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make any of it true. and it doesn't make you broken or hopeless. The majority of the shit we tell ourselves about our bodies or about our lives, somebody has said that to us. It could come from early childhood where parents talked a certain way to us. It could come from teachers and kids in early childhood and the way that they related to our bodies or the way that they related to how smart we were or how they, what they thought about our work ethic or our future or what our potential was going to be. Then you get past all that. And then as women, we're told a whole nother narrative by the world about what we're allowed to do and what we should look like and what is pretty and what is good enough and what foods we should eat. It's all bullshit. So when you're sitting there and you're in your thinking, the best way to be able to eventually take control over all of it, to start writing your own scripts, is to never judge yourself for the thinking that you have. Never. You can't help a lot of that. You can't help what's been planted, what you've been exposed to, what the world has said about you. But what you do get to control is if you want to keep it or not. Do you want to change it? Are you ready to rewrite your story? Are you ready to quit living by the narrative given to you? That is what we can do. So when you get caught up in these asshole cycles, when you're like, oh my God, the one thing that makes the asshole cycle spiral is when you hear it, thinking you're out of control. I want you to remind yourself at any moment when you catch it, you get to stop it. You get to. You get to tell yourself at any moment. It's a lot of sentences right now, and it feels overwhelming, but all I know is they feel true, but there's also other truths. And I'm working on that part. That is the way to calm yourself down. That is the way to do it. All right. Let's see. This goes back to what I'm not doing the journaling because I'm afraid I might not like the person I've been. You get to decide if you're going to like her or not. I think this is the thing that we don't like. I'm afraid I won't like her. It's like, okay, I might have some thoughts of I don't like her, but I want you to think about this. Before you journal all of it, I want you to say, in the moments when I catch myself judging, I want to remind myself that I'm just a human. That's it. And I want to remind myself that I need to see this part so I can figure out what parts I want to keep and what parts I don't. Where I want to start changing my story. That's all. So like deciding ahead of time, whatever you're going to find, how you're also going to think about yourself in that moment. I have learned to love myself today and seem to have lost my motivation to lose weight, even though I have more weight I want to lose. I always use hating myself as a way to get me to do all the things to lose my weight. Without that, how do I keep losing weight? So also, if I love me the way I am today, how can I still want to lose weight? This is the thing that's so funny. You know, we get to just want things for no good reason. For some of you, just wanting to is a good enough reason. But y'all want to make it so much more bigger and more serious. So I would just say the first thing is, it's like, I love that you love yourself. That's the goal. And now ask yourself, like, this is the part you got to learn because you've always hated yourself to lose weight. Now it's like, all right, if I just want to lose more weight, what is loving myself now going to look like to do it? Are there things I'm doing that aren't the most loving, compassionate thing ever I could be doing with myself? If I was loving myself so unconditionally, no one could hold a candle to me, how would I treat myself? Are there different things I would do with food? Are there different things? Sometimes we just have to kind of look at it and it's like, you know, be okay with just wanting it. Guys, we don't have to hate ourselves to change. There are certain things I want to change about me. It's just like when I want to like learn something new, it's no different than losing weight. I don't sit and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to take this course because I'm so stupid and I just don't understand things and I'm a loser. Most of the time when I take a course or something, I'm like, ooh, that looks interesting. Would love to learn more about that. I'd like to understand that. Same thing with weight loss. It's like, ooh, it'd be interesting to see what losing 5 pounds would look like in the next month by doing these things and thinking this way instead. So just getting curious from that standpoint of if I was going to go to my goal and it was only going to be filled with love, what things would I be doing more of? What would I be doing less of? And looking at it from that way. All right, let's see. I am new. I'm so scared I'm going to fail like I have every other time. How do I squash the fear so I can do this? This is the thing, newbies. You don't need to squash your fear in order to do this. You need to get better at noticing when you're scared and taking action anyway until your nervous system calms down. A lot of us think we have to be like, all right, I'm so scared I'm going to fail. I'm so scared I'm going to fail. That means I must like be doing it wrong. No. You're doing something new. When we're scared and we think we might fail, always remind yourself, that's because I'm changing my life. It's supposed to be scary when you change your life. It's not supposed to be like, woo, confidence. You know when confidence comes? After you've made a bunch of mistakes and figured out some solutions. Then you get confident in yourself because you start seeing yourself being able to overeat and then pull it apart and ask for help and figure out a solution. Then you get confident. Not because it's perfect. We get confidence because we believe that we'll keep going and talk better to ourselves no matter what. That is how the confidence comes. So for all of you, here's the thing, who are new and scared that you're going to fail. I want you to. So when you're brand new, we have a planner. This is what it looks like if you order it from me. So I know not the reason why we have a planner that we sell is because it's fucking expensive to get that shit done at the Staples. And most people, I'm old school. I got a printer, but a lot of people don't have printers no more, or you don't live by Staples or whatever. So you can either download the PDF yourself. We have some people that create their own stuff. That's fine. But in the back, our journal pages. You're going to hear me say this all the time. We're going to write a lot. So the best thing newbies can do is every single day for the first week, if you're scared you're going to fail, I want you to write a little love letter to yourself each day that talks about, I know you're scared you're going to fail, but this time will be different because, and I want you to just list why this time's different. And then I want you to tell yourself, and in the moments when it's scary, just remember it's normal. You got all of us now. You've got something that you haven't ever had before. You got no BS women backing you up. One of the reasons why we build a strong ass community around here is so that you have people to reach out to when you're scared. Have people that can comment immediately in the Facebook group. Once you're here for a little bit, we start putting you into accountability groups. You can sign up for one. I suggest you go through a few lessons before you jump in and get an accountability group, though. Use the Facebook group at first. If you're wondering, how do I get an accountability group? Or if you've been around for a while and you don't have one, you just go to pmptribe.com, click on community, and there will be an option for accountability groups. You'll sign up for one, and within a few days, will place you with people. But the nice thing is feeling scared, y'all, and like thinking, what if I don't fail? I want you to ask yourself, but what if I do succeed? Write the love letter to yourself each day. Because one of the things that when we're thinking we're going to fail, when our brain is going to that, it's normal. It's an indicator you're doing something for yourself. So you actually want to have the fear because that's a signal that you're trying things, that you're going after your dreams. But the last part is it's a signal that your brain doesn't know how to cheerlead you yet. We're going to teach you that. And we do that by a lot of writing. We do it by writing love letters to ourselves. Sounds woo, sounds corny, but that shit works. I have got so many things today that I'm writing about for myself. One of the exercises for all of you who work on body image, one of the exercises I'm doing this whole week with my coach is every day I'm downloading all of my thoughts about my body, my honest ones. Because I want to see what's still in there. And then we're working on neutralizing all of it. We're not working on feeling better about it. We're working on, like, when I think my legs are loose and got scars of being like, this is a human leg that had surgery. This is a human leg where the skin moves. We're working on neutralizing the conversation around my body. I journal just like all of you. I'm not scared of my thoughts. Here's why. Because I know it's just my thinking. And I want to know what is going on in there. I want to know all the ugly. Not so I can shame myself and not because I'm broken, but because I want to be there for myself. The brain is already wired half the time to think negatively. So I want to see that 50%. Do you still do the four basics? Oh, yeah. I have my planner just like all of you. I still do the four basics. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? Why not just plan all the foods I'm going to love for the day? Why not just plan foods around my moods, around my life? Why not just create a food plan every single day that takes me and my life into consideration and the life I want to live? Why not just only eat when I'm hungry and allow myself the ability to learn how to comfort myself, relax myself, give myself breaks and credit where credit's due, rather than just eating? Why not just stop when I've had enough so that I don't have to lay around with heartburn, bloat, and of course, sleep and water every human being needs? It's the best thing I do for myself ever. It takes no time. I'm going to tell you, when you're creating a food plan from love and what you want and the life you want and your culture and the foods you enjoy, when you're creating those plans, you don't dread them. You don't anguish. You don't overwhelm. You don't fear. Planning is something you want to do. But when you're sitting there thinking it's not good enough or I can't eat this and you're trying to bring all these diet rules in and all this other stuff, yeah, that planning is way harder. Let's do one more. My one thing I'm working on is making my 24-hour plan doable and following it. I know I can do it too, but I have anxiety that gets triggered when I think of stopping eating. So this is the thing. You need to find the thought. I'm afraid of letting my old ways go and having a hard time seeing myself as future me. Michelle, one of the things you need to do is figure out, like, stopping doesn't trigger anxiety. That's a thought we need to get rid of. Because what that thought does is it lets you blame stopping at enough for why you're anxious. It takes no responsibility over your mind. It gives you no curiosity as to what's really going on. Anxiety is triggered from some kind of thought you have about stopping at enough. So I want you to write about, all right, when I stop at enough, I think these things. And I want to challenge you to list like 20 things that will make your brain think real hard about what could I possibly thinking about stopping at enough. And then look for the ones that are anxiety inducing. Those are the things you want to challenge. Like, is that thought even true? Like, it might feel true, but what else could be true? And then work on that. Like, start thinking, like, really be thinking it through. Like, is this what I really want to be thinking about stopping enough? What else could I be thinking? What, like, if you want to feel calm instead of anxious, stopping at enough, what are calming thoughts? Like, I can just try it for a few days and see what happens. If I don't like it, I'll go back to eating the way I was. That's calming. Those are the things that I would think about. Okay. That's it for today. Y'all have a good one. For all my newbies, let me tell y'all what's going on today for all of you. Today is the last day that if somebody wants to, if they're on the email list right now, that today is their last day to join. So, my last email has already gone out. If you have a friend who wants in, seriously, y'all, if you just send them to joinnobs.com, because maybe they're not on the mailing list or whatever, if you want to share that with them as members, you can tell them today's the day that they could get in. Otherwise, they either have to sign up for the free course to get an invitation that's for only 5 days, or they have to wait till March 31st. So if you have anybody in your life who's like, oh, I've been, you know, like wanting to join, or you've been talking about it, just tell them like, today's the day, get in. Like, let's get started now. I'll help you. I'll be your buddy, whatever it is. The other thing that I wanted to tell everybody that's exciting is we are on the countdown to opening up registration for May Camp. Let me give you the brief because we have newbies. Our camps are off the chain. They are 3-day events that happen. They are virtual, and we are going to do, we're going to be announcing more information soon about our next event. We are going to have a few people in person, and I just wanted to let everybody know that it's going to be open only to a handful of people. They have to be vaccinated, and they have to have been an essential worker. We have a group of 10 doctors that are in a major accountability group in here, and we worked with them on what is the safe way to do this. So we are going to try to have a few people in person as we ramp back up, having our events be the 350 to 500 people at an event all weekend long, rocking and rolling. For all of you, though, the virtual event is here to stay. So for every live event we do now going forward, we will have virtual happening with it. So don't worry about not being able to come. But there are 3 days of me on a stage. We don't just do a big fucking Zoom call. It happens on Zoom, but I'm actually on a stage. It looks like an Oprah show or something. We hire a film crew. We do all the things. And we take you through a journey. May Camp is all about ending self-sabotage. So we are going to revisit that topic. I'm going to really talk to you guys about really identifying what are self-sabotage things that may be going on. We're going to dive into the most common ones so you'll know which one you have, and you're going to know how to end it and shift the narrative and change those stories. So we will have information coming out about camp. It's May 14th through the 16th, and you will be able to start registering on February the 14th. On Valentine's Day. So if you're a newbie and you're like, what is this camp thing? You can feel free to ask in the comments. There are, with the last camp, we had 2,800 people there. They are magical weekends, and they just kind of take everything to another level, but they're not needed. So I don't want you to think that if you're new, that you have to come to camp in order to have transformation. Camps are really for the people who want, I want to do like these 3-day immersive experiences. And if you want to do that, camp's an amazing option for you. If you don't want to do that, you got everything you need. And about like with mayonnaise and cheese on the sandwich here at No BS, we got all the things for you. Also, newbies, just so you know, the rest of the calendar for this week, number one, is you were going to make it through your orientation and you were going to be doing your no BS. But if you would like to have more live trainings or to listen to replays, but you do not listen to a replay and do not attend a live training and fuck around in the Facebook group unless you've done your no BS work. Do not overwhelm yourself with all this, all the bells and whistles that people who've been here a long time use. Remember, you do the no BS. You lose weight with no BS. The rest of this is like what I just call a, this is fucking amazing. Like if I just want to listen to Corinne all the time, that bitch, she lets me listen to her all the time. So what we have left for this week is on Friday, Kathy is going to be doing what's called the Facebook after party at 10 a.m. I will be live doing my public, like free facing 7:30 in the morning Clubhouse thing. Nobody needs that in no BS. Nobody. You can come if you're on Clubhouse, but guys, this is just the free show, just like the podcast is. So this has nothing to do with your journey. But what we like to do is we like to have an after party where you're going to get a 20-minute live of us sharing the wisdom bombs that came out of that little Clubhouse. So you're getting curated content so that you don't have to show up to everything. On Saturday, there is going to be Back to Basics coaching with Coach Betsy. Normally on Saturdays, I am your coach, but I actually have a meeting this weekend. So Coach Betsy will be doing a Back to Basics call. So for all of you who aren't doing all the basics or wondering about a restart, all this other stuff, she's going to be going over, like, we're going to just hammer down on the basics. So if you're a newbie and you listen to module one and you're like, I'd like to listen to another coach's perspective, feel free to come to that call. And then on Sunday at noon is coaching with me, which means you can come to a big group call if you want. I bring people on camera and I coach them. And then the replays, all of the calls that we do for everybody always goes in the private member podcast under live trainings. And it also goes into replays on the website if you prefer to watch the video. So you get everything in replays. Everything we do, we will give it to you in replays. You never have to attend anything live. 80% of our members never go to a live training. They only show up for replays. And they listen to one a week. Most of our members don't listen to every word that drips out the mouth. Most of our members listen to no BS and they layer in like one call that looks interesting. And they plug it into their private member podcast and they walk around their house and do their normal shit while listening to me. That's how people get it done. All right. That's everything. I love that we have newbies here. There's nothing like newbie enthusiasm. We welcome you. We love you. You're part of the family now. Always reach out. Ask us for help. That's what we're here for. All right. Y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.